Hey, okay, you want to stay tuned. We have a psychiatrist who is going to tell us the top three, four, five things that he does to maintain his mental health. I'm Dr. Paul
I'm
Salzau.
Dr. Brad Weening. Welcome to Talking with Docs. Our guest, Dr. Sami Barakat, psychiatrist here at a hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and
Thank you
thank
for
you
having
for
me.
unlocking the secrets and the things that you do to maintain mental health.
Okay.
The things I try to do, is that what you're
Okay.
saying?
Absolutely. You don't do as I say, not as I do, because we
Right.
all just try to do your best, try to stay consistent, but you're not going to be perfect at it. But what's your top
So
one?
here's what I would say. I think in terms of broad categories,
Yes.
right?
Okay.
So the first category is kind of your physical health.
Okay.
We know that your mental health and your physical health are all tied together. It's all kind of body and mind health. So what does that involve? That involves sleep. More very important
Check.
that you're sleeping well, that you're trying to eat as healthy as possible, that you're building in some form of exercise and activity into your life.
Okay.
So all the things that your doctors tell you about physical healthness, eating, exercise,
Okay.
is very important. So that kind of is physical. There's the emotional side. So what I talk about is what we try to do is put yourself in situations that fulfill yourself in terms of things that build on your emotional strengths, but also challenge your resiliency. So things that make you uncomfortable at times, kind of working through challenging situations, working through failures, putting yourself out there for those emotional experiences. Mindfulness is an important part of emotional wellness. So being in the present, trying to enjoy things that are happening in the here and now, not being distracted by what's tomorrow or what's yesterday as well. Cognitive is another category. So a commitment to lifelong learning, a commitment to reading, or, and if it's not reading, it's something that challenges your mind. So whether it's a profession or a skill or something that just keeps you learning so that you don't kind of stop that process. So emotional, physical, cognitive, and the last one, of course, is social, interpersonal relationships. The vast majority of us need those interpersonal connections to thrive. And so always be aware of what those connections are. Give to others because it's a good thing to do. Take from others who you deserve to, and feel good about having those relationships. Work to build and improve those relationships. So that kind of those four main categories kind of encapsulate what you're looking for.
Okay, so those were the physical, eat well, sleep well, exercise. Then we had the cognitive challenge, make sure you challenge yourself cognitively. The next one was in social
Yep.
relationships. I
Yeah.
messed up the order,
You
but
did.
yeah,
And
that's
then the
fine.
emotional.
The emotional. You're making me feel uncomfortable, which is one of them,
That's
right?
it.
Okay, so it's working. So, and what was the last one? Emotional.
Yes.
There you have it. A psychiatrist is telling you how to do it. Stop watching this video and go do those things to make yourself happy.
There you go. And if you like this video, please like it. Share this with someone that you know needs this benefit. And leave a comment on your strategies on how you try to maintain your mental well-being.
And talking with docs, viewing better be the first one.
There you go.
You are in charge of your own health. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. This is so helpful.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
We'll see you next time.